This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Free Talk Live.
This is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here toll free. 855-450-FREE is our number. Whether you want to discuss North Korea or the Satanic Temple, also still to come, Uber actually being deregulated, as well as the taxi business in one city with which Mark and I are intimately familiar. We will share that story with you. And John McAfee is running for president. That's kind of a shocker. That's the same McAfee behind the virus software that you might have on your computer right now.
Wasn't he recently charged with murder in like Belize or something?
Something about that.
Wanted for murder in
Belize.
He's
actually starting his own party. You know, let's jump right into this. It's actually not a real long story here from Time Magazine. The story is that antivirus software tycoon John McAfee plans to run for president. The developer confirmed to yesterday. He will run under his own newly created party, Rich, the Cyber Party. McAfee, who teased the official announcement on his Twitter, said he decided to run after encouragement from, quote, almost everyone he knew. CNN Money reports. The self-described eccentric...
Go ahead, run for president.
The self-described eccentric millionaire, known for...
He describes himself as an eccentric millionaire.
Known for a strange run-in with authorities in Belize 3 years ago, said his primary motivation to enter the race was the government's problems with security and surveillance. He said, quote, "We are losing privacy at an alarming rate. We have none left. We've given up so much for the illusion of security, and our government is simply dysfunctional," he said, adding that he plans to release an explainer for his new cyber party. He said, "I have a huge underground following on the web. I promise you I will win because I have the votes." Well, John, there's one small problem. You don't have the Republican or Democratic Party behind you. And if you don't have one of the two major parties behind your political campaign, you have a lot of work to do.
Right. You're not going to get you're just not going to get on the ballot. You're not going to get on the ballot. In many states, you can't even do a write-in. Which, by the way, I am running a write-in campaign for president right now, and I promise to give you twice what Bernie Sanders will give you.
The John McAfee here.
You're going to destroy the economy twice? Isn't that redundant?
If $15 an hour, if $15 an hour is good, $30 an hour will be better.
Being unemployed at $30 an hour is no better than being unemployed at $15 an
hour. You've met your match, Mark. So the Libertarians have been running candidates for a long time, and not even the Libertarian Party, which is arguably the third largest political party in the United States.
Inarguably.
I would say arguably at this point, because I've heard the Greens were doing pretty well over the last few years, so I don't know what the current stats are. The Libertarian Party used to make that claim a decade and a half ago, and I don't know if it's still
4 years ago, or 3 years ago, Gary Johnson got the most votes he ever got, and
that doesn't mean they have a
Jill
record.
Stein didn't get anywhere near that.
That doesn't mean they have record numbers in their party.
Well, you just said
counting
party members and votes are not always the same.
Exactly. And you've got to have party members in order to have the people who are going to do the brutal work of actually petitioning to get somebody on the ballot. I mean, it is not an easy thing to do. And
it is brutal.
Each state has different requirements. Some states are more difficult than others. Oklahoma, for instance, is one of the worst. Even New Hampshire failed. The New Hampshire Libertarians years ago failed at getting the presidential candidate on the ballot here. So in some instances, the Libertarian Party has had all 50 states. And I think the last time they had all 50 states was Harry Brown's campaign in the year 2000. Maybe in 2004 with Michael Badnarik. Maybe.
I don't know.
But since then, they have not actually come to the table with all 50 states. They've had enough to theoretically win, as have the Green Party. So I think if you get like 35 of the 50 states...
Right, you have to have enough electoral college votes.
So if you can get on the ballot in that many states, in theory, you could possibly win the election.
Jeez, I'd be willing to bet you could win the election with fewer than 10 states, if it was the right 10 states.
I see what you're saying. So
let's start with New York, California, Florida, Texas.
You could certainly prioritize in that way. But John McAfee better get ready here because he's going to have to spend probably a few of those millions of dollars that he has in order to just get on the ballot. Because odds are good, unless you're on the ballot, a write-in campaign isn't going to cut it. I mean, he's pretty – I mean, I appreciate his optimism here, saying that he thinks he can actually win this because he has the votes. And I think there's no doubt that a lot of the people in the internet community who appreciate the idea of privacy, like, for instance, everybody who's anonymous, I'm sure will be getting out there to promote John McAfee's campaign.
Well, I think John McAfee is probably deluded that somehow crazy millionaires have a shot of winning the presidency right about now. I think that's what he's seen.
Because
you
got to
be a crazy billionaire like Trump.
Yeah, he is a billionaire, right? Trump is. He's got a few billion dollars.
Multi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know, but okay.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's a billionaire. Let's go to Charlie listening in Arizona to K-Talk. Charlie, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, and Mark.
Yes, good evening, gentlemen. You were had your interesting segment on education in North Korea.
Yes, sir.
And all day today I've heard Obama touting free community college education. Education is important. That's why I listen to your show. But,
well, thanks.
I mean, how much education do you need to flip burgers?
Well,
one
wonder.
There's people with bachelor degrees and stuff flipping burgers. They don't even put the prices on there. They just have a sign that shows a hamburger or whatever. You don't even need to read.
Yeah, you're right. There are some very low-skilled jobs for which you do not need much of an education at all.
Well, it's a service economy. That's all we are now.
Well, the only way that's ever going to change is if Mark's plan gets implemented with the whole blue card where we let people come in here and try to make a better life for themselves.
Well, what other kind of economies are there when you say we're just a service economy? Because I think that the United States...
As opposed to manufacturing.
As opposed to that, then yes. But one thing that needs to be pointed out is the United States is manufacturing more than it's ever manufactured
is that
before.
Right?
It's just doing it with robots.
Yeah, right.
So, I mean, there aren't as many manufacturing jobs as there
right.
were in the past.
You can fix the robots.
Because the meat robots demand a certain amount of hours, they demand a certain amount of pay, they demand a certain amount of air conditioning, they demand all kinds of things.
And by meat robots, you mean humans?
Yeah. The metal plastic robots, the metal plastic laborers do not require the same things the meat laborers require.
They don't complain either.
No bathroom
or organize.
Break.
Yeah. Charlie, well, bathroom break. I'm sure everybody, is happy to pass those out. But it's going to be
no cigarette breaks with the robots, no bathroom breaks, no complaining, no organizing unions. You don't have to worry about any of that stuff. You just have to basically pay somebody who can fix the robots.
And as manufacturing gets cheaper and cheaper, and we're getting better and better at making robots, then you're going to find even it's just going to be too expensive to order things from Bangladesh, have them produced for people who make. $5 a day by people who make $5 a day, and then shipped back over here. It's just the shipping is going to get too expensive.
That's the thing. I mean, where are they making these robots?
They'll probably be making them in China.
Hey, Charlie, thanks for your call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number for you if you want to join us is 855-450-FREE.
I would imagine today they're making them here, because mostly what happens
robots?
Is... Robots? Yeah, I would think. I mean,
I
Japan
it.
And the more mature economies where you have the high-skilled engineers, to do stuff. Because
people from the United States tend to not go for the engineering jobs.
People
usually have to import folks from Asia.
I didn't say that from whence the high-skilled engineers come.
Mm-hmm.
I said where the high-skilled engineers are.
I gotcha.
And the high-skilled engineers, I would imagine that the United States has a preponderance of highly skilled engineers, regardless of where those people happen to be born. And we also have a pretty nice place to live, so in all likelihood they want to stay here, even if the government is trying to drive them out because the government's full of a bunch of xenophobic fools. That's really beside the point. But usually to sort of fabricate something and work out a technology until it's at least to a certain level of maturity, it's going to be one of the Western countries.
So who knows anything about John McAfee? Is this guy a libertarian? Or is he just, a has various different political views, and one of them happens to be that he likes privacy. Who is John McAfee? Now, his campaign site doesn't exist yet. He's just on the cusp of filing. He has allegedly filed the required documents with the Federal Elections Commission.
If I would have filed those documents, I'd have a website out.
855-450-FREE. Who is John McAfee?
Every once in a while, you get information that's worth changing your life for. This is one such time. You can save up to and beyond 25% on all purchases at Amazon. You've probably heard of Bitcoin and just not thought much about it. You certainly know that you can get competitive pricing at Amazon, but now you can get a 25% discount on nearly everything you need to live. I've just given you a huge raise, and all you have to do is claim it. You go to purse.freetalklive.com and open an account. Do this right now, don't wait. Then you fund the account with Bitcoin. You can buy them through expresscoin.com with a check or money order. There are other ways to get Bitcoin, but that's fast, safe, and easy. This information is worth you changing the way you do things. Go to purse.freetalklive.com right now and get signed up and cash in on the huge raise I'm offering you. 25% off of everything on Amazon through purse.freetalklive.com. It's purse.freetalklive.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth slide into a recession or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000 year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
We are a survival company. We manufacture our own line of Level 3 and Level 3A body armor. We proudly make our armor 100% in America. We have the best prices in the nation, about $125 cheaper than our nearest competitor. All lab certified. For thou art my rock and my fortress. Psalm 31:3. We are Fortress Survival LLC.com.
Most of us already know that taking a fish oil supplement to boost omega-3s is a good idea. But did you know that about 60% of Americans are actually deficient in omega-3s? Did you know that most fish oil products contain only about 25% omega-3s and the remaining 75% is undesirable fish fat? Heck, did you know that more than 90% of fish oil supplements sold in the USA are not even made here? If you want to boost your omega-3s using the finest American-made fish oil, check out Nutrigold Fish Oil Supplements on www.fishoil.best. Nutrigold fish oils are independently 5-star certified and guaranteed to be exceptionally pure. That means no more fish burps. Best of all, just one Nutrigold fish oil capsule contains more omega-3s than 4 standard fish oil capsules. Go to www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497 and use promo code BESTFISHOIL to get a free 1-month supply. That's www.fishoil.best or call 888-920-1497.
So I say to Mark at lunch, look, you know, I keep hearing from the government that, you know, they're worried someday ISIS may get here. And I go, duh, Garland, Texas, Muhammad cartoon shooting, ISIS is already here. I'm not waiting for these people to defend me. If they don't know ISIS is here already, they got no clue. I'm taking care of myself. Guns80.com, AR-15 kits, 30-shot magazines, great prices. They've even got the Hillary special. Guns80.com, that's 844-2-GUNS80, Guns80.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Yeah! It is Free Talk Live, and you may join us here toll free. Just dial in 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. And you can also visit us online, of course, over at freetalklive.com. And dial in via Skype if you prefer. I prefer. Skype sounds better than phones. Use Skype username lrn.fm.
You can join me, Trace Mayer, Stephanie Murphy, Dr. Stephanie Murphy, former co-host here on the show, and many other great speakers and Bitcoin enthusiasts on October the 29th and 30th at the Bitcoin Investor Conference. It's happening at the beautiful D Hotel in Las Vegas. Now, D is the letter D. And this hotel, I believe, has the distinction of being the only casino in Las Vegas that accepts Bitcoin?
I've heard there's a couple.
Okay, great. Maybe I'm wrong. Certainly they do accept it. I saw the announcement a couple of weeks ago. Las Vegas, Nevada, in case you're thinking it might be Las Vegas, New Mexico. This is an event you won't want to miss. You go to BitcoinInvestor.com to get your early bird tickets. Prices are reduced right now. BitcoinInvestor.com. And, yep, I'm really excited about it. I think it's going to be a lot of fun, and we're heading out there. So we're going to be doing the show without you, Ian.
So I was asking the question, who is John McAfee? Apparently that's how it's pronounced, McAfee. The guy who was involved in creating an antivirus software program that you might actually run on your computer, although apparently he recommends people uninstall it. There's some sort of video that Jeff Berwick plays at the beginning of his interview with John McAfee on Anarchast. And I, having been on Anarchast before as a guest, I know that the first question Jeff Berwick asks anybody on the show is, how did you become an anarchist? Now, of course, when he asked me that question, I told him I'm not an anarchist. I'm a voluntarist. And then we talked about that a little bit.
So I did the same thing.
I'm wondering what John McAfee's answer to that question is going to be. We'll play that portion of the interview here in a moment, since John McAfee has now thrown his hat into the ring as a presidential candidate. But first, to the phones and the fun, we got Doug on the line in Chicago. Doug, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian, Rich, Paul, and Mark.
Yeah, hi. You were talking a minute ago about how difficult it can be when you're a third-party candidate and independent trying to get on a ballot.
Yes.
And here in Illinois, when we had the election for governor, you had to go around and you had to do a petition. And to begin with, when you're a Democrat and Republican, you have to reach a particular number on the petition in order to get on the ballot. But if you're a member of the Green Party, the Libertarian Party, and Independent, you have to have a much, much higher threshold, a much higher number to be able to get on the ballot. Well, we had a guy here named Chad Grimm, who had been running under the Libertarian ticket, and he didn't meet that threshold. And what ended up happening, I don't know if you heard about it, you can Google
it. He did meet the threshold, you say?
He did. He actually did. You can look into it, everything that I'm telling you here, and verify it. They had people from the GOP, the Republican Party, that were going door to door and threatening the people with a gun, the people that put their name on the petition for Tom Grimm, or for Chad Grimm. And you really didn't hear that much about it. They claimed that they were going door to door, making sure that the people that were doing it were actually verifiable. But they were pretty much intimidating them and threatening them. That can be how far.
When you say they had a gun, do you mean they were wearing a gun or they were brandishing a gun?
This they were, according Illinois.
To, according to yeah, according to everything I read, they were wearing a gun. They were identified to be a PI, and that they were working for the GOP. You can go online and verify everything that I'm telling you here. It didn't get much traction, but yeah, that can be how far they're willing to take it. You know what I mean? They really are one party, the Democratic and Republican Party.
So when this dude got on the ballot, how long ago was this?
I forget when we had the election for governor. It had to be under a year ago.
How did he do? How does a Libertarian gubernatorial candidate perform in Illinois?
Not too good. Not too good.
1%?
Really shocking.
2%?
I think. I'm not sure to tell you the truth. I really am not. But
unmemorable. It was so bad, you've wiped it from your memory.
Yeah, I voted for him. I know that, but it had been Quinn and Rauner, and Rauner ended up winning. And yeah, but they pretty much intimidated people. That can be what they did.
Wow.
You know, I mean, if I were that type of individual and I had a guy come onto my property with a gun in my front door, you know, I'd be like, get the hell off my property, right? You know, I'd brandish a gun. You know, I mean, that can be total intimidation. That should be the type of thing
absolutely.
That should be getting involved with, you know. But
can you even carry? I mean, is it because he was a PI that he could open carry, or is that something you can do in Illinois? It seems unlikely to me.
No, we're very anti-gun here. You can't open carry.
So the PI was doing it illegally, or is it that he's a PI and so he has like a special permission slip in order to do that?
Right. I think with him being a PI, he had been allowed to carry a gun.
Interesting.
But, yeah.
Most PIs are retired law enforcement.
That's a good point as well.
You never heard about that. You never covered that. You never heard about that on the show?
No, man. It's the first time I've heard about it.
Well, it went all around the libertarian arena. But if you Google it, you'll be able to find out more information about it.
Hey, thanks, Doug, for the call tonight, man. I appreciate hearing from you. And you got to get out of Illinois one of these days. And hopefully get to New Hampshire. Hey, thanks for the call. 855-450-FREE. If you love freedom, you got to get to New Hampshire. You got to start making plans to join the Free State Project. You can actually join the Free State Project right now over at freestateproject.org and gather together with what will hopefully be as many as 20,000 people. It's probably not going to be that many, but that's how many signatures that we want to get of people pledging to move to New Hampshire and get active for liberty here so we can concentrate our activism. And that has been a proven success. It's working.
You know, he was talking about the Republican and Democrats being one party, and it seems to me that everything I hear him talking about, they disagree with each other on, but one thing they certainly agree on is that there shouldn't be a third party.
Oh, yeah.
And I think the Republicans, and it's interesting to me that it was Republicans going around, his claim is it was Republicans going around doing this, because I think the Republicans kind of consider the Libertarians to be stealing votes from them, and the Democrats believe that the Greens are stealing votes from them. Right. So, you know, it's interesting there. George Bush Sr. believes that that Ross, in the absence of Ross Perot, which obviously he ran independent, not libertarian or green.
That's correct.
That he would have won the presidency.
Was he Reform Party back then?
Yes.
He
founded the Reform Party.
That's what I thought. So not technically independent. There was another party involved in that.
OK, fine. A party that no longer exists.
No, they're still around.
They still exist. In some places, they're called something else.
That's because they had a split several years ago. I don't remember which election it was, but there was some sort of falling out and internal strife among the party, as these things tend to happen. And
was it when they nominated Jesse Ventura? Is that what?
God, I don't remember, Rich. I don't remember what it was. Yeah.
I don't remember why it happened.
Didn't they split into the Natural Law Party or something like that?
No, the Natural Law Party is an old party. They've existed for a long time, and their whole shtick is based on transcendental meditation.
Yeah, well, you know, it's probably a better approach than the...
Well, it's better than sticking guns in people's faces. Yeah. I mean, I like them better than Republicans and the Democrats.
So, who is John McAfee? I had asked that on the air without even realizing at the time that that's actually apparently what his website is. When you look up John McAfee, the guy who is now running for president, and you Google his name, his site is whoismcafee.com. It's spelled M-C-A-F-E-E. Who is M-C-A-F-E-E.com? On that front page...
I wonder if that's a play on who is John Galt.
It could very well be. We will find out what his answer to Jeff Berwick's first question to him in an interview, which is... How did you become an anarchist? We'll play that for you coming up here in moments. And actually, I haven't listened to it yet, so hopefully I don't have to use my dump button on it. It is an internet show. 855-450-FREE, your thoughts on John McAfee, or whatever you want. Free Talk Live.
My name's Clyde, age 59, now reside in Florence, South Carolina. The doctor diagnosed me as having clogged arteries. Felt like I was carrying heavy concrete blocks around my feet and legs. I started taking heart body extract as directed. It is less than 3 weeks and I'm like a young man again. It's unbelievable that an herbal formula can work so fast and so powerfully.
Learn the secrets of an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation at hbextract.com.
No way. Is that a real bullet necklace?
No, it's a 9mm bullet necklace with matching earrings, you'll notice.
Those are awesome. Where'd you get them?
Dave found them at PatriotNecklace.com.
Wow.
They have a variety of calibers and necklaces and earrings and keychains.
PatriotNecklace.com?
PatriotNecklace.com.
Your choice of caliber bullet includes a rugged American-made stainless steel dog tag chain. A percentage of every sale goes to military and service-related charities. And get a discount by entering GCN at checkout. Show your patriotism and support our troops with a bullet necklace from PatriotNecklace.com.
sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Mike Stenerson for Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it, so decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Just recently, we've witnessed some of the most catastrophic disasters in history. Be sure to prepare yourself with great-tasting, high-quality, GMO-free food that has a 25-year shelf life. Of course, we're talking about the foods from SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. And don't forget, the human body needs up to 3 quarts of water every day to remain healthy and hydrated. So check out our water bricks at SurvivalFoodAlliance.com. Go to SurvivalFoodAlliance.com or call 877-223-1776.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You may join us here on the radio at 855-450-FREE. Your thoughts welcome on John McAfee throwing his hat in the ring for the U.S. presidential contest and saying he's going to form a new political party, calling the Cyber Party, which may be a really brilliant move. We can talk about that here in a moment, although there's some downsides as well. But there's actually an episode of Anarchast with Jeff Berwick, episode 193, where he features John McAfee, and I think that's probably a pretty good sign that this guy might be actually worth libertarians seriously considering as a possible candidate. So, because right now there's no libertarians yet officially, I guess, knighted for this cause, right? I mean, our very own Daryl W. Perry is going to throw into the Libertarian Party's contest, but that won't be decided until sometime next year, whenever it is that they have their party convention. So, we'll talk more about John McAfee. You can share your thoughts, 855-450-FREE. We also have Skype. Our Skype username is lrn.fm. Now, Bitcoinist
is the prime online destination for information about Bitcoin and the digital currency industry. At Bitcoinist.net, they've got a community forum, breaking Bitcoin and digital currency news, plus they're covering fintech and blockchain tech news as well. And Bitcoinist has very sophisticated network statistics, a beginner's guide to Bitcoin that is solid, and much more. The Bitcoinist platform serves the needs of everyone looking to keep up with Bitcoin and digital currencies, from beginners to experts. Go to Bitcoinist.net. That's Bitcoinist.net. So here is, we're about 5 minutes into Anarchast episode 193. I skipped past the first 5 minutes. The first 5 minutes is some sort of video that Jeff plays that was produced by John McAfee, where he talks about recommending people uninstall the McAfee antivirus software. I'm not sure why that is. I haven't watched that part of the video. I wanted to skip ahead to what I knew would be Jeff's first question of John, which is, how did you become an anarchist? So we'll let John McAfee answer that here as we continue. Ian, Rich, and Mark in the studio here on Free Talk Live.
So as you can see, amazing videos. One of my favorites. I've probably watched it like 10 or 20 times. He's done so many things. He's been in Belize. He got into some sort of problem there. He had to escape to Guatemala. He had to fake a heart attack to get out of there. He's now back in the U.S. And he says he can't come to Narcopoco at the end of this month because the NSA and the DHS won't let him. So he's a very, very interesting guy. So let's get right to it, John. How did you become an anarchist?
I was born an anarchist. I felt, even at an early age, responsible for myself and for the results of my actions, and felt like intrusions into what seemed a natural tendency to freedom were both invasive, unpleasant, and unnecessary.
There you go. That's his answer to the question of how he became an anarchist. He did not rebut the term in any way, shape, or form. And what do you think, Rich Paul? Good answer?
Good answer.
Yeah. Does he have your vote?
Not necessarily, but quite possibly.
I'd say he's the leading candidate at the moment for me.
I've got to say that his forming his own party is problematical for me, because that means that he's going to be splitting the libertarian anarchist vote with whoever the libertarian candidate is.
Now, wait a minute. Okay, so here's the other side of that. The libertarians could still nominate him.
If the libertarians nominated him, then he would absolutely get my vote.
So I think this is interesting.
Otherwise, it would be a question of, do I think the libertarians are going to do better, or do I think he's going to do better in terms of party? Obviously, he's a libertarian as well.
Right. So
small L sense.
So on the positive side, he's founding a new party called the Cyber Party. And the good side of that is that it's new. It doesn't have the baggage the libertarians have. It could get a new group of people excited, sort of like the Pirate Party did in, I think it's the Netherlands, Sweden. Up in some of those countries, they have the Pirate Party. And that got people pretty riled up and excited. And that's still a thing, right? Like, the Pirate Party's still there. So, you know, maybe this Cyber Party is something that could get a bunch of people who would otherwise be not so interested in libertarian politics into this guy's campaign.
Yes, all he has to do is jump the hurdles of getting on the ballot, and it's not impossible, especially for somebody who has some money.
If you've got money and you've got support, you can get on the ballot. It's getting that support that's going to be the tricky part. Now, the Cyber Party may indeed excite the members of Anonymous and various different people online who think that this is a really cool idea to troll the other candidates with or whatever, and that's fine. But does that translate into real on-the-streets activism? I don't know about that. I don't know if, you know, the keyboard warriors are going to come out from behind the keyboard and actually start doing some petitioning or whatever it is that they have to do to get him on the ballot in various different states.
So here's my question for you, Ian. Are you going to, knowing that splitting the vote is a terrible thing, are you going to ask Daryl to rescind his presidential run so that McAfee doesn't split the libertarian vote in this way?
Well, no, because Daryl is going to be competing with other candidates in the Libertarian Party to get the Libertarian Party's nod.
Oh, I see.
So Daryl is not yet the Libertarian Party's selectee.
So Daryl won't run as an independent. He's just running as he's sort of running within the Libertarian Party for their nomination.
That's correct.
It doesn't have anything to do with anybody who is not a nominee for the Libertarian Party. Is that what the term is, nominee or delegate? Or what? Delegate.
I think nominee is probably right.
Yeah. Well, it's a candidate for the nomination.
I am running as a super communist. So I'm not going to split the vote in that way.
So anyway, the good side of the cyber party is the idea that he's going to likely energize new people. I like that. The bad side is all those new people, the problem with the newbies is they have no experience. They have no political experience. They have no ability to know what the rules are about how one gets on the ballot in the state in which they live, and they are going to be clueless. He needs to – you know what he ought to do is he ought to hire Daryl to run his campaign for him, because Daryl, our Thursday night co-host here on Free Talk Live, is like a wizard with these third-party campaigns. Daryl is the most knowledgeable person on third-party campaigns I have ever met. He has more knowledge about third-party campaigns in his brain than I think every libertarian I've ever met combined. So what he really needs to do, what McAfee needs to do to have a successful campaign, beyond having money, that's helpful, and beyond having a new political party, is really he should seek the Libertarian Party's nod. Keep building the cyber party at the same time. Go ahead and do that and get people excited about that. But then get the Libertarian Party to, you know, throw your hat into the ring in the Libertarian Party. Go to the Libertarian Party's convention and you know, clean the floor with somebody like Gary Johnson. And then
Gary Johnson's my guy.
He's not a libertarian, unfortunately. He's a nice guy. We've had him in the studio and have talked to him a couple of times. But he's not a real true libertarian. And I don't know if McAfee is either. But the fact that he didn't just rebut the idea that he's an anarchist, I think, is a pretty good sign for this guy. So you go to the Libertarian convention. You clean the floor with whoever's there competing. You win the nomination there. Then you have the Libertarian Party behind you and their organization of being able to actually get somebody on a ballot. They have experience. They've got decades of experience at doing this, and that could be a possibility for him if he's really serious about this and this isn't just trolling to get attention for himself or whatever. And I don't know John McAfee, so I don't know what his motivations are here, but that to me would be the best possible solution for him here. But it'll be interesting to watch this and see how it all plays out with John McAfee. And there's another, by the way, this Anarchast video that I just played about a minute of it for you here. There's another 30 minutes in the video of him being interviewed by Jeff Berwick, and I imagine that would also be very interesting to give some look into this man's mind and what he believes and flesh that out a little bit. So you can check out his website. It is McAfee. Rather.
Yeah.
I think even though it's pronounced McAfee, it doesn't have an A in it. It's McAfee. Anyway, whoismcafee.com is his website. Whether that will end up being his campaign site or not remains to be seen. There isn't really much of a mention of his campaign on the site there at this time. So share your thoughts. What do you know about John McAfee? Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Vermin Supreme still has my vote for the presidential primary in the Democratic race if he decides to throw in there, as I suspect he will. But I got to say, John McAfee's looking like the best option at the moment for the national final contest in 2016. It's Free Talk Live. What do you think?
For P150, P150GA, P150LK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-809-5580. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call in the next 10 minutes and we'll rush you a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-809-5580. That's 1-800-809-5580. 1-800-809-5580.
Okay, open your mouth and say, ah.
Ah.
When your child has a sore throat, you need to know when to get help. The doctor-recommended Say-Ah Sore Throat Exam is your solution. The scientifically designed oral retractor offers a clear view of the throat, relaxing the tongue and minimizing gag reflex. Compare with a medical-grade chart, website, and app. Then you'll know just what to tell your doctor. A wellness plan in your hands in minutes. Go to sayahnow.com. Sayahnow.com, the new mainstay for every family's first aid kit.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Does being over 40 make you feel like half the man you used to be? You feel more tired, out of shape, not in the mood like you used to be? Thanks to an exclusive formula, you can help boost testosterone levels safely and naturally. Introducing Ageless Male, a life-changing supplement for men tested to help increase testosterone levels.
You'll notice a boost in your energy levels, workouts work, sex life improves. It's like a light switch goes on.
Try Ageless Male risk-free if you would like to experience what taking Ageless Male can feel like. Support for healthy, normal testosterone levels, healthy energy, and increased performance. And more romance when you want it.
Call 1-800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. 800-327-4821. That's 1-800-327-4821.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral! Don't pick on the IRS alone! I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill sometimes! I can even get it zeroed out completely!
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral!
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
This is Free Talk Live. Turns out John McAfee does have a campaign site already. Just found it through the Wired article about him. McAfee, 16.com is his campaign site. All that he's got there is a link to Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram, and a video, about a four-minute-long video, which I presume is his first campaign statement announcing the campaign, but I haven't had a chance to check that out. You can join us here on the radio waves and talk about whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-453. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, Ian.
Rich Paul.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can check out more of Rich Paul at his Church of the Invisible Hand. Rich, tell me a little bit about the church.
Well, the church is an agnostic form of deism. We don't claim to know whether or not there's a God. But what we believe is that if there is a God, he doesn't commit miracles within the universe. We believe that the universe is governed by natural law, and that understanding and going with those laws is the best way to lead a good life, because nature, to be commanded, must be obeyed.
But isn't that in and of itself a miracle? I mean, it's all a miracle.
Well, if it's woven into the creation of the universe, then it's a miracle behind the event horizon. You can't see anything back behind the Big Bang. So it may be there, but it would be outside of our universe.
Check out more about the Church of the Invisible Hand. You actually performed your first marriage recently.
Yes.
Here in Keene.
They're still married. We've got 100% success rate so far. Fingers crossed.
It's true. And they even got the official government paperwork to prove it as well. So it's a good start to the Church of the Invisible Hand. Find it on Facebook. That's, I think, the only current presence that you have on, right?
Yeah, I've just brought the server up that will eventually house the Church of the Invisible Hand, but right now I'm starting with a revamp of the 420 at 420.org.
Excellent. And you're planning a big 420 celebration for next year. We can talk about that another time. So check out Rich, more of him, at the Church of the Invisible Hand as we go to your phone calls and thoughts. And then more about John McAfee. Who is this guy? Let's go to Aaron on the line in Philly. Aaron, you're on Free Talk Live via Skype.
Hey, guys. How are you doing tonight?
Hey, what's on your mind, Aaron?
I was listening the other night about this same-sex marriage thing in Kentucky for Ken Davis.
Yeah, the clerk who was put in jail and just recently released.
Yeah, and Mark had said that he felt that contract law had some relevance here concerning whether or not she should have to issue these contracts between people.
Yeah.
And I don't see the relevance there because the contract that's issued within the state of Kentucky is not the same contract that's issued in other places, or license, I guess. It's almost like saying that the people in Vermont, the clerk should have to issue marriage license or concealed carry licenses because another state has them. If you don't need the license in your state, then you don't need it. Does that make sense?
I suppose. So what I'm saying is though, let's backtrack. So what I'm saying is that the state of Kentucky and the people in the state of Kentucky would, or at least the state of Kentucky, would not be able to do anything that was sort of contrary to a marriage license that was, issued in another state.
Right.
But what they'll, what states that choose not to recognize gay marriage do everything they can to not recognize the contract that is issued in other states, while they choose to recognize the contract that is issued in those same states for heterosexual couples. And that's what I consider to be the sort of the problem with contract law and the contract clause in the Constitution.
Well, you would agree that someone who has a barber doesn't need a license to manicure nails necessarily. So if there's certain people that the state says fall under a criteria that qualifies for a certain license, then they could at their leisure discriminate against any other people who do not qualify for that license.
So you're saying because somebody's given a barber's license in Vermont doesn't mean that they would be able to operate in Kentucky?
Yes. I mean, we do that all the time.
Yeah, I get that. But, I mean, it's sort of as a career. And I don't think that states should be licensing people anyway, but in that way, as far as barbers go. But, I mean, it's a bar. I'd say it's some difference. You're not asking to practice marriage in their state. What you're saying is you're acknowledging, look, we got married here, and you people should recognize that.
I don't think that there's anything in Kentucky where they're trying to not recognize the contract between these people in another state. If the person died there, they would have inheritance and everything. I don't see them recognizing that. Under federal law now, I guess.
Well, Kentucky is breaking federal law. Isn't that kind of put that chick in jail?
So one thing you guys didn't mention is that there's three counties, actually, that aren't issuing licenses. Only this one woman got raked over the coals by the judge in that area.
And I didn't advocate for that raking over the coals.
I think she should have been removed from office for refusing to do her job.
Agreed.
I think the reason they're not removing her from office, though, is because the people of Kentucky have spoken by way of constitutional amendment within their state to not allow same-sex marriages.
Oh, really? They have that there?
Yes.
There's an actual amendment to the Constitution prohibiting same-sex marriage, yet the federal government forced it down on them from on high.
Yes.
Interesting.
So if they put her up for re-election, like if they did a recall vote, in all likelihood, her county would just re-elect her because the majority of the people don't want same-sex marriage.
That's a good point.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm trying to figure out how contract law applies in this circumstance, because she won't issue the contract. It's not that she won't recognize the contract issued by another place. It's that she won't issue it in and of itself.
But her deputy clerk is doing that. So
yeah.
There, you can now get a marriage license from that same clerk's office so long as you deal with another clerk.
So what I read is 5 out of the 6 deputy clerks are issuing them. Some apparently someone else there has also had a conscience with her as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah. Well, you know, obviously the state is going to get its way, and by the state I mean the federal government in this circumstance is going to get its way.
It's interesting because the state constitution does conflict with the First Amendment. Because Christians may define marriage as being between a man and a woman, but at the Church of the Invisible Hand, we define marriage as being between any group of consenting adults that cares to form a family. So why is it that Christian marriage is respected and Invisible Hand marriage is not? That's what I would like to know.
It's the license of the state of Kentucky, and the state of Kentucky has decided that their government license recognizes a particular type of marriage. It's not the Christian marriage, but the people who voted within Kentucky,
the
elected
state
people, that made this state marriage that qualifies that way.
Well, no matter how
to coincide with that marriage.
Yeah, I don't know. No matter how they vote, the First Amendment says that the government is not going to get in the way of our free exercise of religion, and that includes getting married if that's part of what you do, in
well,
my opinion.
Luckily, Rich, we don't have to deal with this issue here in New Hampshire, because here in New Hampshire, gay marriage was passed by the legislature.
The first state in the union to pass it by the legislature.
That's correct. Aaron, thanks for sharing your call and thoughts with us here tonight on Skype, by the way. Sounded good. You can call us up on Skype as well. Skype username here is lrn.fm, so don't hesitate to reach out to us in that way if you can. We're going to continue here more on John McAfee. Who is this guy? I'd heard the name. I knew there was this thing in Belize that he had some sort of issue down there where apparently he had to fake a heart attack to escape, and now he's been on Jeff Berwick's Anarchast. We played a little clip of that. It's a half-hour-long interview. I'll put the full I think I actually have put the full one on our Facebook page. Yep, I did put that up there. So Facebook and Twitter, if you want to see that whole thing later on, you can go and do that. You can go to news.freetalklive.com, and that'll link you right over to our Facebook and Twitter. So I want to learn more about John McAfee. He's got an intro video on his website, McAfee16.com. His actual website is whoismcafee.com as well. And now Wired Magazine has a piece here updated this morning. Several hours after the story published, John McAfee has filed paperwork with the Federal Elections Commission to run for president, and he launched a campaign website. If you didn't think the 2016 election season could get any more bat-ass crazy than it already is, now John McAfee, the self-described eccentric millionaire who founded the antivirus software company McAfee and who once played Russian roulette with a loaded gun while Wired writer Joshua Davis stood by, says he is considering joining the 2016 presidential race. But he says first he's hoping to persuade someone who is smarter and more charismatic than he is to run with his backing. McAfee tells Wired, quote, "I personally am still in a quandary about whether to run myself or find someone else for my party. My advisors are pressing me to run." We can talk more about McAfee here in moments, and you can join us with your thoughts as well. What do you know about John McAfee? You're welcome to share them. Share your thoughts here at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Plus, we've also got Skype. Skype in at username lrn.fm. This is Free Talk Live.
If worst comes to worst, will you be prepared? You don't have to be a survivalist to prepare for the unexpected. Storing necessary supplies like food, water, and emergency equipment is simply taking responsibility for ourselves and our families when it counts the most. StrategicShelters.com offers emergency supplies and a secure way to store them, and provides protection for loved ones in the event of an extreme natural or man-made disaster. To find out more, visit StrategicShelters.com.
Gary, why aren't you outside enjoying the party?
Hey, Michelle. It's this heartburn. When it hits, it really hits hard.
Oh, I'm sorry.
That's it. I've had it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Wow, you're packed fast.
Yeah, I feel much better.
Now this is a party.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine.
But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.